It's every caregiver's nightmare, a truck, a stranger, an attempted abduction. But that's what my next guest is in the midst of after an attempted abduction of her 15-year-old niece in Hazleton. And she's not alone in the experience. Elaine Stevens joins me this morning with more. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
So what happened to your niece in the Hazletons recently?
Well, she was walking to one of her friend's place and a truck approached her, a light blue truck, single cab. Mm-hmm. And this gentleman, he stopped. He says, "Come here, I have something to show you." And he pulled out money. He pulled out marijuana. And she was kind of surprised. But anyways, he opened his truck door and he tried to yank her in his truck. She, bravely enough, she punched him and then she elbowed him in the stomach.
And she got out of there.
Yeah, and she ran.
When she told you this story and later on her friends, what was going through your mind?
Well, I had just gotten home from work, and she got here about 9:35, and I was laying down, and she told me what happened. I jumped up immediately, and I said, "Oh, my goodness." I said, "Well, let's go look for this truck. We'll get a license plate number, and then we'll phone the police." But I didn't know that my brother had already phoned the police to report what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got to one of her friend's place, that's when she mentioned to her friend that she saw a handgun sitting on the seat. And I was like, "Oh, my goodness." I said, "No, we're not going to look for him. We're just going to go call the police."
And has this happened to other young people in the Hazletons recently?
Yes, it has. It's actually happened the day before to a young gentleman, and I was quite surprised.
Elaine, we've talked a lot on this program about missing and murdered Aboriginal women, the Highway of Tears, human trafficking. What's going through your mind when it comes home like this for you?
I was very startled. I was very upset. And that's the first thing that I thought about. I don't know why, but that's the first thing that came to my mind. And I thought, how can we keep our kids safe in this community?
And how do you do that?
That's why I wanted to start a neighborhood watch program, so that these young people, that they'd know where they can go to, where they'll be safe.
You've just started to spread the word around your community about a neighborhood watch program. What has response been like so far from RCMP and residents?
Well, I haven't spoken to the police about it yet, but I've spoken to a few people. Yesterday I wasn't feeling well, so I wasn't able to do much, but the responses that I've gotten are positive. There's a few people who are already willing to be a part of it.
How crucial do you think it is to have a program like this in light of what happened to your niece?
I think it is totally necessary. In order to keep our kids safe, we need to know who's coming into our communities. And, you know, if something looks wrong or you don't know the person, one person mentioned to me that they saw that vehicle around and she said he looked lost. So things like that.
Do you think that this is just a one-off incident, Elaine, or do you think it points to a bigger problem that the North is still facing?
Sorry?
Do you think this is a one-off incident with this particular individual, or is this a larger social problem for Northern BC?
I think it is a larger problem because I've been seeing a lot of, like, people are starting to come forward now with their stories, and it's not just in Kispiax. It's been in Hazleton, and I've seen the day before yesterday that there was another incident in Terrace. So it's pretty scary.
Well, Elaine, I appreciate you sharing your own family story and what you hope to come out of this with the Neighborhood Watch program. We have put in a request to speak with RCMP as well on this matter. We've not had comment yet. Thanks again, Elaine.
Thank you.
Elaine Stevens joining us on the program this morning, and we turn it to you now. What do you make of this story? Do you think the Neighborhood Watch program would make a difference in your community to keep young people safe? What have you seen? And you can let us know your thoughts on all of this. daybreaknorth@cbc.ca or call us on the listener line 1-866-340-1932.